Love. Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. And tonight we have the host. I was going to say cast, but host and cast of extra. Dana Devon and Mark McGrath both here.
Good evening.
First off, hi, guys.
I see. We've never met, have we?
No,
have
we haven't. I've met Drew. I mean, Doctor.
Yeah.
Whatever. The doctor. The doctor is in. But I've not met you.
Where did you meet Dr. Drew?
He was at Extra.
Remember?
He's an alumni.
About a blink. I did some work over there.
Which is interesting, actually.
Yeah.
Because as I was coming here today, I got a lot of messages about how you were actually not a fan of Extra.
That's very true.
And I'm not a fan of those kinds of television.
The genre.
Right. Mm-hmm. And also, Adam, if I might, that you weren't actually a fan of the spelling of my name.
Wow.
We're just going to start right off, aren't we?
Good info.
Good for you.
Journalist. Well, yeah. let's get into that for a second.
Right.
Dana, D-A-Y-N-A.
I didn't do it.
I know, but you can change it. You should change it, because here's the thing. It doesn't, first off, it everyone has to take a hiccup before it comes out of their mouth if they're reading it.
Right.
Your name is
There's just a heartbeat before you screw it up, and then the other part is I find it passive aggressive by your parents. I think they're effing with the world.
It's not passive.
It's just aggressive.
Yeah.
Yes. Is there someone in the family who spells?
No. I don't know why they did it. Actually, it's really annoying because of that. What you just said, Danya, Denicia.
Right.
You know, whatever. It's right. never. Nobody ever gets it right. And it's really very simple. Dana.
Yeah. Well, no. It's spelled like I would have spelled it in the
third grade.
Well, I want to say third grade.
It'll be like when you're 28.
Yes, let's make it the 11th grade. I'm not good at these things. And
right.
Mark McGrath. I watch the show, by the way.
Oh, I do. It's your guilty pleasure.
You heard that. And
right.
I don't mean guilty pleasure like, I like to mainline a little heroin every once in a while.
That's your usual guilty pleasure.
I want to see, you know, Julia's twins and.
The names?
Oh.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What do you all think about that?
What are the names?
All right, I'll tell you what's funny.
Okay.
Speaking of mainlining heroin.
Here's the reason why I know one of their names is Phineas, and the other's name is like...
Hazel.
Madge.
Hazel, right. Okay. I have a nephew named Finn. And I think his name is Phineas, but I've always been scared to ask my sister. It's one of those things where, you know, when you meet someone at the party and then a window closes where you can't ask them again what it is. When they're relatives, you really can't pipe up. He's between 3 and 19. I think I'm either going to get him a big wheel or a Corvette this year. I'm not sure.
Finn drives a Corvette for sure.
Finn is probably, I think he's 5. He's 5. Mm-hmm. And his name is Finn. And, you know, my sister's all artsy-fartsy and everything. But we're at Kimmel all day today with the writers. And we're all first, you know, topic at the writers' table is, look at these crazy names that, you know, Julie Roberts gave her kid's name. Oh, Finn, what an ass kicking he's going to get. And I'm like, Adam, ridiculous. Am I right? Outrageous. And I'm just sitting there waiting for someone to pipe up, but no one seems to have known. And then I don't know whether to say anything or not. And they're all laughing. And he's going to be gay, and what kind of ridiculous parent would name their kid? Talk about precocious. She should be sued. And I'm like, I don't know.
You know, Phineas is a classic name. What is it, The Catcher in the Rye? Is that what
you're
it's
asking
from?
Me? How would I know?
Well, you actually are very well read.
Judy Blume.
Isn't it from The Catcher in the Rye or something? Wasn't there Phineas?
No, there is some. You know.
It's a kind of a classic name, but Hazel, I'm losing.
Is it Hazel?
It's right on the heels of Apple, which I'm still not okay with.
Well, I'm so anti when like parents try to make themselves look cool and name their kids something.
Yeah.
I mean, give the kid a chance. Hard enough. You know?
Right.
Yeah. I agree.
You know?
I agree. Like, Drew, you're just Drew, right? Or what was your real first name?
David Drew.
David. See, name your kid David.
That's like a soap star's name.
Let the chips fall where they may. Just call him David. If he's going to sink or swim with David. We're not going to help him. He's not doing anything with David. And by the way, David's, I don't care. You got a son.
Grandpa's name.
I don't know. Look, we're not going to talk that much. I'm going to call him boy.
Son.
Adam, do you have kids?
No, I don't. I'm trying.
Oh, we're waiting for moment. That
What's the problem?
Yeah, but I've been working on it. I don't know.
It's Tidy Whitey.
I've been thinking about names like I mean, because you got to factor in the last name. Like they don't factor in last
name.
And middle too.
You got Corolla. What about Clutch Corolla?
It's a fun name.
Clutch is a strong
Toyota.
Name.
Clutch is cool. Clutch is the Fonz.
Corolla.
Clutch is Corolla, Ace Corolla, Deuce Corolla is nice.
What the deuce?
Yeah. All right. So extra, let's see, 7:30, right?
Or 7.
7,
yes.
7. Oh. All right. So wait, when does Pat O'Brien come on? It's going. He's on
a different thing now, because remember he moved over to The Insider.
I know, but he moved over, but then he's still somewhere else. What's going on with him? By the way, I want half as much Pat O'Brien, not twice as much Pat O'Brien. I like him, and I want half as much of him. Then someone should have said, no, you misunderstood, Pat. We wanted less. We had an ass full of you 6 months ago. We're looking to reel it in just a little bit. We were looking to expand.
Right.
Yeah, who decided he could franchise this way? We didn't like the first donut shop he was running.
Right,
they can't open another one. What is he on? 5 channels now?
He's on 1, actually, but he's just really prominent.
Well, someone needs to tell him to slow down a little. Hey, old
you're
man,
the man,
slow down. Yeah.
What are you telling him now?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Sugar Ray needs another lead singer, don't they?
Yeah.
He plays keyboards.
He does a 20-minute segment on it every night.
I know. It's like, hey, look, a piano.
Yeah.
No way, Brad Garrett, there's a piano in your house.
Yeah, I don't like that show. Screw that show. Extras. Extras is a show I watch.
There you go.
7 o'clock. And it's doing well, right? Does it matter? Can they ever take them away? I mean, can it go away? Now that there's four.
I mean, there's 4. So you figure there's a pie. There's only so much to go around. You know, you never know when it's going to stop. But right now, I mean, we have an insatiable, as a society, appetite for entertainment. If you look at, like, Us Weekly didn't used to be an entertainment magazine. Remember?
What was it?
It was kind of like a World News Tonight / Life magazine. Remember that? Mm-hmm. That wasn't too long ago.
And they start making the
and then now we have
No one was interested.
What was the other one? There's In Style.
Star,
but there's another one. But anyway, there's a ton of them. These are just recent, like in the last 3 year magazines.
And Drew, you're hearing an echo.
Oh, In Touch.
Or is that
In
just
Touch,
me?
Thank
In Touch,
you.
Excuse me.
So what's the schedule? But by the way, though, now Extras, 11th season, because I remember they were sort of the new kid on the block. I mean, Entertainment Tonight was the perennial, Extra feels like a, not brand new, but, they came around after.
I remember that, too.
Yeah, now, what were you doing when they hit?
I was in college.
Who was the, that's a good answer, by the way. It's bad when, you'd say like, I was just playing catch with my grandson and I got the call 11 years ago. You're in college. Good. That's right. Where'd you go to college?
I went to the illustrious Texas Tech University. Go Red Raiders.
Raiders. A great name because.
Bobby Knight.
Raiders alone
not really
would have
known
been
for
enough.
Their academic achievements, though. Let's just be honest.
Yeah, but that's all. Were you a journalism major?
No.
What was your major?
It was English, which is frightening.
Hold on, we're hearing a crazy echo.
I can throw my voice.
I think Dana's doing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the devil speaking through her. There's some crazy...
The devil speaking through her.
Did you hear that? It's a crazy echo.
Yeah, I do hear a crazy echo.
Yeah.
I thought it was you guys.
Engineer Chris is snapped in action.
I noticed he popped out of here.
He's taking a leap.
I mean, it was a blur. Seriously, like I could barely see him.
He kept calling me. I don't know if you guys noticed it, but he was calling me on air, and he was trying to like whisper in the corner. And I said, "Dude, leave the room and call me." What are you?
And that's what we were hearing.
No. Apparently, you guys got a problem. We'll try and that will be able to fix it.
He was calling him on air.
But I wonder if we were picking up his voice talking to
him. No, we're hearing an echo. All right, true.
You know, when I was telling people today that I was coming on this, I should probably not hit my microphone with my fist.
No, that's part of the show.
Oh,
that's part
hit
of
the it. Deal. Okay. When I was telling people I was coming today, so many people are so excited about the show. I had no idea, because I'm usually in bed by now.
The same guy ratted me and Drew out, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I have his number, actually, Adam Bernstein. He's so excited about this. He listens every night because he goes, it's 10 o'clock's my bedtime.
He had a little critique of the various games we play.
Yeah, I have a message to play for you if we can get it. But
Anderson, were you able to get that?
he likes he or he doesn't like.
He used doesn't to like one joke new one. Game or joke or something. Dr. Drew's jokes or something. Is that right?
Well, back on television.
Oh, that yeah, that's
he liked that, but he does not like a new game.
He, yeah. does, he doesn't like
the Ranchero
he
Castle.
Doesn't like he does Aces. Not like Ranchero.
All right. Well, now we're going to have to play it. You guys are going to love Ace's Mexican Ranchero Accordion Countdown, by the way. And I predict it may even weave its way into
extra.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yes.
And Mark was on location in England, by the way. No. Wait, yes.
Yes.
Yes, that was last week. Was it last week?
It was 2 weeks ago. Yeah, 2 weeks ago. That was 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
I think it
aired.
I'm still on.
Yeah, that's
He's
cool.
hanging out with Shania Twain.
In England. Oh, is she doing a play? What was going on?
No, actually, I interviewed Kristen Slater, who's doing a play right, over there. Right. He's doing One Who Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, doing the Jack Nicholson role.
Maybe I was Phineas.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know who I'm talking to anymore.
Phineas Fogg.
Yes.
Around the World in 80 Days, right?
That's
yeah,
what
there you go. Oh,
hey.
Yeah.
Look
true.
At you go.
That's why he's the doctor.
Yeah, huge Jackie Chan fan.
huge. That's where I learned the name.
All right, so what are we doing? We're going to take some
Let's
calls?
Take some calls, then we'll play Ranchero Countdown.
Okay, yeah. We got to wait for Chris to get back. Brandy?
Hello?
You're 24?
Hi.
What's up?
Oh, not much.
All right.
Sit around.
All right.
All right, here we go, Brandy. Break it down. Come on now. Here we go.
Get a hand in. Here we go now. Let's go now.
All right, well, I've got this guy that I like, and I've been interested in him for a couple of years, and we've been friends, and we've just recently started, you know, hanging out and getting to know each other, and you know, I've decided that
Brandy, what's the question? What is the question?
Okay, well, I'm really interested in this guy, and I want to, you know, sleep with him and all that kind of stuff, but I don't know how to let him know that I want to do that without making myself sound like a total slut.
Okay, there are going to be two approaches to this. First of all, we're going to let Dana approach this, and then we're going to tell you the actuality of your situation.
Well, okay, I'm so glad you let me handle this, because I just read the book, He's Just Not That Into You. If he wanted to sleep with you, he'd be sleeping with you.
Correct.
Guys don't care about a friendship.
That's
they
correct.
Are not, like, ever keeping it in their pants because they want to save a friendship.
If he was actually interested in this with you, it would be like trying to hold back a freight train.
Yeah.
That's it.
I completely agree.
And otherwise, you can't turn a guy into that guy.
What?
He's either in or out.
It's not even a debate.
By the way, how did Dana know that? It's like she's cracked the code.
She's a Red Raider. In between a beer bong
you know what Mark
and
said
panty
to me
raids,
the other day that was the
book.
Greatest thing. He said, you know what the difference is between women and men? And I was like, no, what? And he said, if a woman's not into a guy, she could care less. It doesn't matter what he does, if he's trying to act cool, whatever. She could care less. But even if a guy's not into a girl, he still wants to see a naked part of her.
Oh,
if
yeah,
a boob true. Accidentally yeah. comes out, he still wants to see naked boob or yeah. whatever.
Oh, stay no, in the no. obvious. Stay in the obvious.
But woman, women will just turn away from
no,
it.
No, I will lay down some sack every once in a while at the workplace, because I will wear like a dolphin short.
Sure.
I'll wear running type short with no underpants. Yeah. I mean, this is summer, fall, and sometimes
short.
Spring,
and
but never, rarely winter, unless it's a
little warm,
warm
day,
winter
warm
like day. We're having.
Right. Casual Friday.
Yeah.
I'm glad to know you're being aerated.
I will aerate, right. and women, I've seen women where vomit came out of their nostrils. they put their hand over their mouth and it comes shooting out of their nostrils. And I fear if they plug their nose, it'll come out of their ears or maybe their eyes.
And then there's a real medical situation.
Yeah, women are grossed out. Like, the ugliest chick in the office, if a little nipple was hanging out in the side of the bra, it would draw a crowd, whereas women would be grossed out.
The biggest example of that, though, is a woman who's already been with a guy. They dated for a while, they slept together, and she comes to her sense and goes, oh, this isn't working. And then looks back, and when she talks to her friends about having been with that guy, she's like, oh,
yeah.
She shudders.
It's a physical.
The guy
cringing.
Would come around another round. Come
oh, yeah.
No, I've induced the shiver a few times. Like, what was I thinking?
Oh, kind of.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can't oh, there's no loofah big enough to clean it.
Then a couple beers later, you're like, yeah. Hey, where's that number?
Take that rape bath they do in the movie, right? I just de-licing. I want to crawl out of my skin.
So
and
Brandy,
send it out.
Brandy, there's really, unfortunately, nothing you can do. The only thing you can do here is if you sort of make your wishes be known, he will sleep with you, but it will not be a relationship.
Right.
He will not be coming back. And if he is in, he'd already be in. so to speak.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We've talked about it. We've actually even agreed that we want to be like friends with benefits and all that kind of stuff. But
yeah, but Brandy, friends with benefit for a guy, telling you,
you cash that in immediately.
That is a friend that will never go anywhere else than friends with benefit. And if that's okay with you, fine. But I'm picking up that you're into this guy, and I don't know.
Brandy,
be honest with yourself, for crying out loud. Be honest. Don't do that to yourself.
If that's all he wants it to be, then that's fine. But if he wants
that's
it
not
all.
Fine.
He wants a friend, a sleeping buddy, you know.
And that's it. And that's not all you want it to be. And you're taking that because that's all you're going to get. And that's really setting yourself short.
When did this, I was just thinking of like in our society, when did this like, look, if he wants to, you know, if he wants to see other people, then that's fine. Or if that's all he just wants to hump
women,
on, that's fine.
When did women
that's
decide they're going to take
you're
that?
Fine
as,
with that.
Yeah, why is that okay?
Right.
Why do women
people
settle
always
for that?
Say that, but it never works.
But they settle for that. Women do that all the time. It drives me insane.
You know, never
Dana
even
doesn't
works.
Settle. Of course not. You don't settle for that.
No.
Right? No, you don't look like
Dana
and settle for
works.
Anything.
What? No, what?
Dating?
Yeah.
Dating?
You don't settle.
I don't think dating even really works in our society because generally people go out with somebody like 3 times and they maybe sleep with them. Mm-hmm. Isn't that about what you think is probably three dates and they're sleeping together?
Oh, yeah.
And so you can't.
Yeah, but in the 50s, maybe.
To me, it's about what they what
I'm
they,
saying at the latest.
Jeez.
Right?
Well, if they order the surf and
that's
turf.
That's my latest gentleman, Martin Gray.
The surf and turf,
yeah. It depends what you get.
You are funny.
You just want to get a dinner salad, I'll give you 5. But if you're going surf and turf, I'm going to get something.
So you can't really be dating. Like, you know how people are like, I'm just dating around.
Oh,
but you
no,
can't
no.
be really dating 3 dates with this guy and then dating 3 dates with this guy. And then because then you're sleeping with everyone. Mm. So you can't do that. So it doesn't really work
anymore.
But
you know what? The reality is there should be more dating. There should be dating as a procedure of assessment.
Mm-hmm.
Just to so you figure out what the hell you want, who you want, how to
life is. No fun.
I know, Mark, you can't wait past the first handshake. But the fact
the roll of the dice, Dr. Drew. Come on, man. We've all been there.
Well, it's
wrap it up and have some fun.
It's an interesting point, which is if dating is made for society that doesn't sleep together for a few months.
Right.
If everyone's going to hop on, you know, get Mark's bus with him, or I should say now dressing room with him after 10 minutes.
Office is an office now.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, he gives her some Mike and Ikes. That's enough to lure her back to the dressing room. That's fine. All I'm saying is you can't date because then everyone's just spreading venereal disease at this point.
But I think, though, if women who have all the power.
Yeah, they are the gatekeepers.
They're the keepers.
They are the.
If they would just put the brakes on a little bit and just ask for some sort of procedural assessment, even five dates.
Right.
Because you may not go to that fifth date before you sleep. You may have 4. I mean, 4 dates is plenty to know that you want to go on a date somebody else.
Yeah.
Then you could date.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the fact that it's 3 that's really the problem, isn't it?
It is.
It's really the problem.
It's number.
It's 1 to 3, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. 3 is the panic.
Well, Drew, now that we're married, let's see if we can get it jacked up.
The woman's panic, the guy's panicking. It's like, what's
going
on
here?
Yeah,
now we're screwed up for the rest of society. That's the kids. Sure, of course.
Yeah.
Need a Starbucks card to punch. All
right. One more call and then some ranchero.
Talk to Maria. Hey, Chris, how are you doing there with the ranchero music? Feeling good?
Pretty good, man.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
Ready?
Good.
Maria?
Hi.
22? What's up?
Okay. Well, I know females can have multiple orgasms, so I was wondering how likely it is that males do it.
Men do not actually have multiple orgasms. Once they go into refractory, you can have 2 sort of little peaks.
I've never had more than one.
Yeah, but once you go into refractory, that's why it's called refractory. That means you can't.
That's
by definition,
bummer.
You can't. You know, guys can have this sort of kind of a bi, you know, sort of a dual peak thing in one, but it's really one.
Yeah,
it's really.
Well, who are these liars, Dr. Drew, out there?
Oh, like Sting, who's telling us that you can.
Yeah, 9 hours of tantric.
That's a bunch of BS.
What is
it's
that?
BS. It's all BS. It's
even admitted
delaying ejaculation for 9 hours.
Who wants that anyway? That sounds like work to me.
By the way,
you're exhausted. I would just be exhausting.
Know what I mean? I've already worked 8 hours. I don't want to, you know. I need my 2 minutes in Sports Center.
Sting, you've been married since Zumblada Nimblada, whatever that.
Atlantis de Amor.
You've been on the same chick for 20 years. Yeah, how about rolling it back to 7 hours? Really?
Your
kids have to sit outside the room and listen to that for 9 hours.
Oh, right? Yeah, really?
I got a question for Daddy. Don't knock. Let him finish. Calendar pages blowing by.
My history homework.
Got me other song?
Math homework.
You know, once you hear this stuff about people, though, like, I listen to his music now, and I'm like, ugh, that's all I can think about.
Thank you.
You know,
that's good.
And there's rumors, and I don't know if these are substantiated, that they go to some sex clubs and he's out naked, you know, having sex with someone right in front of Trudy. you know?
That's but hell.
Rock and roll, baby.
All I hear is in his music is thinking of him in a sex club.
Yeah. You know? There you go.
Fields of Gold has a different meaning now, doesn't it?
It totally does.
Go ahead. Go ahead. You were going to do it.
No, I'm just saying I don't see a big difference between that behavior and the other one. It's all sort of compulsive sexual acting out and stuff.
So the guy's, I mean, the guy's version, what's the closest the guy will come to a multiple orgasm?
There's two versions. One is they can have like a double peak in one, but it's really just one. Just kind of odd.
It's like a stall, right?
It's like it's a little stall. Yeah.
Yeah. Can't they have like a little half one?
Yes. And the double, yes.
You see that
it's
in the
like
porn
a comma.
Movies every once in a while.
They can do that.
Little and rogue rope comes out at the end.
Oh,
like,
giant
rope.
And if you're 18.
I'm just saying, it's like, Oh, there's the right.
And they open their eyes again. It's like, oh, okay.
And if you're 18, sometimes your refractory period is like 12 minutes as opposed to.
Or a whole year.
And where are you now?
Right.
Refractory period now?
3 days.
Well, I'm going on month three.
Month three.
I'm right
three
in the middle of life.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
It's like a lunar calendar.
Have you ever heard of something where it's like a delayed stall and there's a non ejaculation?
And then refractory.
Yeah, and then you're just bummed because then your load's like locked in like the plumbing.
You know,
and
actually it's an induced refractory state.
I don't know what that is.
You're refractory. Now you can't have an orgasm.
Yeah, and like it's almost like blocked.
You have you're in refractory without having an ejaculation.
How do you alleviate that?
Time.
Is that the blue thing?
Oh, I don't get that.
No, that's different. The blue thing is different.
Oh, the blue thing is different.
Ranchero music. We got to quickly get to Ranchero music.
But is he, Mark's not talking about a retrograde ejaculation.
No, he's talking about one that sort of almost happens and then doesn't and then you're refractory.
And then you're bummed. And then you're stuck. You know what a dog's like, it's just stuck in that and you have to pour sugar on it?
Right.
it's that. Yeah.
I got such a visual there.
Well,
that's
true. Well, it's all right. Come to my house.
Sugar.
We'll explain to these guys what we're doing.
All right. I just want to make sure Chris is cool. I've learned from doing many years in the construction field here in Los Angeles that the ranchero music is
huge.
It's the drum. It's the beat of the drum that drives this city.
Uh-huh.
The ranchero music. And nothing more annoying, by the way, but the accordion seems to be the backbone of the ranchero music.
Right. The turntables, if you will.
And then I started to realize I don't think I've ever heard ranchero music without a blaring obnoxious accordion in the middle of it. And then I start playing this game in the office over at JKL where we just turn it on and see how long it takes before we hear accordion, and that turned into an Ace's Ranchero accordion countdown. So, Drew, why don't you get things started tonight, and tell us what you think.
4 seconds.
4 seconds. Now, this is a random ranchero song.
Okay.
Engineer Chris is going to turn it up not at the beginning, but just in a random spot of a random ranchero song. Drew says 4 seconds.
What's the record?
Well, once in a blue moon, there's no accordion.
No.
Yeah. Once in a blue moon. Shocking. We're blown away.
Oftentimes, it's immediate.
Usually, immediate to three is the average, but sometimes it goes 8 to 12.
And then there's the refractory.
There's refractory.
And you're stuck.
Right.
What's the name of the group here? Because I'm kind of,
Dana, what do you have?
I'm going to go 2.
All right. 2 seconds.
That seems like safe.
Mark?
I'm going to go 8.
Ooh, oh.
Nice. Bold.
Feeling zany. Yeah. We might have a bridge or something. Ooh, you know?
Yeah. All right. I'm going immediate.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect.
All right. Let's.
I'm going to lose, aren't I?
We got 4, 2, 8.
Immediate.
I'm out. Immediate. All right, you ready there, Rancher Chris? Hold on now.
4, 3, 2, 1,
go.
Thank you.
It is a wonder Adam Bernstein did not like this game.
It's a great game.
It's a great game.
First off,
Adam.
Jews love ranchero music. That's been proven time and time again.
Right.
I mean, every lawyer's office, every dentist's office, ranchero music blaring.
A lot of high education in the Jewish community, and just nothing says New England in the winter like this music.
Right. Really?
No, I mean, Drew, you think of your college days.
I think colleges,
snowing,
snow,
people
20 below zero.
I see a lot of the Hasidic Jews over, you know, in my area, and this is the music they have.
This is it, yeah.
I think surfing, you know, I think surfing.
Right.
By the way, the accordion hasn't stopped yet. Not only is it playing, yeah.
We'll play it again. Don't worry.
This is ranchero music.
Yeah,
that's some of that stuff that
we hear cookie song every once in a while. But
yeah,
here's the thing with ranchero music: it has an incredible range.
Yes.
About the range of a Daisy air rifle.
A lot of dynamics too.
Yeah.
What's the listener response to your game here?
Well, Dana's friend hates it.
Adam's not a fan.
No?
Yeah, he called me
tonight.
It's
a little personal. It's kind of a personal game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It
I think there's maybe two people thoroughly enjoying this.
We're maybe
and that's you and
excluding.
I.
I think we'll hear from some fans out there. The point is there's a proud, silent majority that listens to the show.
I agree.
Yes, Drew?
Well, Dana has not yet been exposed to Germany or Florida.
Germany or Florida.
He talked about that. I've got it. Yeah, he talked about Germany and Florida.
All right, so we'll play
and
that
And I was
later
like, what is he doing,
well?
Reading a CNN headline? I didn't understand that part of the message, but now, yeah, I need to hear that.
Well, we're going to shed light on everything before the night is true. Dana Devin here tonight. Also, Mark McGrath from Extra NBC. 7 o'clock. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, buddy. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dana Devin here tonight. Mark McGrath here with her from Extra NBC. 7 o'clock. Best guilty pleasure on television, Drew.
Yes, indeed.
Drew can't stand the show. I'm a big fan.
No, not the show.
Huge fan. Oh, please.
But, Drew, you were going to actually work for Extra at one point, or you did?
I did some stuff for a little while. And
what? What happened?
I am actually, no, I just, it just I don't have any talent for it.
Yeah.
Well, but I'm interested.
It makes two of us.
Yeah. I'll alert.
No.
wait a minute.
I'm disturbed that the sort of the way celebrity is massaged. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Rather than try to dig in, who are these people? What makes them? Why do they need to do this?
Right.
Why do they have this craziness? As opposed to, well, they're engaged in this craziness because they're trying to affect something in their career or to affect some other celebrities thinking about it. No, no, no. These are people with real serious disturbances of the psyche.
You're saying Renelle Zellweger has problems, whatever her name is? Yeah?
I'm saying the people that have chaos in their relationships, as you well know.
All right, but here's the thing. You can't turn the celebrities into people. If you turn them into people, then you have no more show.
I don't know.
No one cares what they ate or what their dog's name
is.
Well,
and generally speaking, the audience that you're appealing to doesn't necessarily want to get into the deep, deep.
They
grew up on video games, and they like fast and furious, and we've actually tried to slow our show down and try and get a little bit deeper, but sometimes you fight that a little bit. You have a short attention span theater, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Drew. Please.
You don't want to see the wizard behind the curtain, huh?
That's right.
You know, keep the curtain closed.
Chill out, buddy.
Wizard of Oz, baby.
It's really supposed to be just fun. You know what I mean?
It is.
How about it, Drew?
Yeah.
It's some fun.
All right.
Is that all right?
You're right. I'm too heavy.
Can you
just illogical?
Yeah, I'm with it.
Yeah.
So I don't not like Extra. That's not it at all. Because
I'm against it.
It's like the happiest staff on earth. You know what I mean? Right? I mean, it certainly is. It's a very happy place.
Right.
That big room there where you go over.
Oh, yeah, the purple one.
You want Mark to, like, sit down with Liv Tyler and ask when she was molested and start crying and stuff like that?
That's what I want.
That's me. Investigative journalism, that's my...
I tend to like that personally. Like, I like those parts of an interview more than I like anything else. But it just doesn't work in this format. There has to be a branch off if we're going to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, on, like, a Barbara Walters style.
Yeah, there has to be... Like, you have to have a separate kind of environment for that because it's not working like that. But you can touch on it, but you just kind of like walk around it, skip around it, and then you move on.
Uh-huh,
you know,
uh-huh.
You can't get real deep.
Skip.
Yeah.
How long? By the way, Billy Bush, pussy. By the way, I don't trust that kid. Drew doesn't even know who he is, do you, Drew? No. You wouldn't recognize him if you were standing in the street and walk right, bumped right into you, would you?
No.
You might.
No, doesn't know the kid. No.
He's the nephew of Bush.
Don't even know.
And what happened?
He's co-host of Access Hollywood. Actually, I think he's really nice.
No, but no one likes him. He rubs everyone the wrong way. Guys hate him, and chicks are creeped out by him.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I would say. Never met anyone that
had
a good vibe with him. I'll be kissing his ass once again Wednesday.
Yeah.
Billy, great job, buddy. Hey, give me some sugar. Mark, should stay with the band. Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah. Hey, that Mark guy's creepy, isn't he?
I don't think you're creepy. Mark was one of the first people that we ever had.
Thanks for saying that, by the way, because I wasn't even asking you, like, for real.
No, I was going to tell you, though, because Mark is one of the first people that we had that came on the show that didn't offend one or the other. Like, gay men love Mark, straight men love Mark,
sure.
And gay and straight women love Mark. There's nobody he offends.
And I love them all.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I do offend.
Until he actually starts loving them all. Then it gets a little nasty.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Second date, you know.
Could you wait till the third, please?
You know?
All right.
Punch my card.
Let's take ourselves some phone calls. Drew, watch the show, really. It's
okay.
Just TiVo it, Drew. You got that.
All right, got it.
Ashley?
Yes.
You're 24?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I just have a question. Ever since I had my first kid about 4 years ago,
I've been really uncomfortable. Actually, it turns me off really bad whenever my husband touches me. Down in my genitals or goes down on me or anything.
Is it painful or just uncomfortable?
It just turns me off. It disgusts me.
Mm-hmm.
Disgust.
How about in sex? Same thing?
No, sex is fine.
Oh.
But, wow. And then I had our second kid and I breastfed him. And ever since I breastfed, I don't like my nipples being touched.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
all right,
normal?
Let's just go run out of parts soon. He's going to feel like just get a big Q-tip and poke her or something across the room.
It's going to be a problem when the kids start holding her hand.
That sounds psychological, though.
Well, I'm trying to evaluate whether this is sort of post-traumatic stress of some type or if this is some sort of biological reaction. Any way I could figure out a biological medical reason for this, and I can't come up with one. So the next question is, did you have some sort of trauma growing up? Were you sexually abused or something?
Somewhat.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So that's...
All right. Well, that's it. What happened?
But why do you think the kids have to... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Because it's a trigger. It's sort of a... Oh. When people have post-traumatic stress, something's got to sort of reawaken it. And so the idea of something coming out of her and then all the intimacy with the child re-evokes all this crazy stuff.
Plus, she was a kid when she was abused or molested or whatever it was.
Right.
Ashley.
So child
does your husband know that you had some sexual abuse?
Yes.
And who did this to you? Family member?
Stepfather.
How old were you?
It started when I was like 7 and ended when I think I was 13.
Ooh.
What about counseling? Did you ever get any counseling?
I got some, but it didn't seem to help at all.
Yeah.
I think you guys probably need marital counseling, don't you?
Well,
everything else is fine. I mean, you know, he's okay with it, but, you know, every once in a while he slips up and tries to do something, or he gets a little bit frustrated and tries to go down there, and it just grosses me out.
Well, but Ashley, these things don't exist in
By the way, I think these are terms I could agree to in a relationship.
Yeah, no kidding. Most guys would be stuck
there'll be no
that.
Oral sex. Done and done. Yeah,
darn. Tonight was your night.
Really?
Right?
That's not something?
Well, Adam, I can make it.
Not
everybody's flowerful.
I'm fine. I'm fine with it. I'm a man here.
What do you mean you're fine with it?
But you'll just tolerate it. You're not into it. You just tolerate it.
You seek it out?
I don't seek it out, but I'm happy to oblige.
You do what you got to do.
A little more than that. Adam had a great way
Mark?
Of... Mark? Wait.
Me?
Yeah.
If there's grass in the valley.
Adam had a great way of thinking about this. Wait. Just looking at it as if you were an anthropologist from Mars. You're Martian, it landed. And you're trying to learn about what oral sex is. Go ahead.
Well, I was saying this. If women say, oh, you know, what? Forget about what you guys do. What about what we have to do? And I you know, comparing the two oral sex.
Yeah.
Listen.
I said, look,
listen.
You're from another, forget about what your sexual proclivity is. You're from another planet. You come down here. You want to bury your face on a churro or an abalone? I mean, 9 out of 10 Martians.
Right.
No,
nine
churro.
Out of 10 Martians.
Those are your two choices. Where are you going?
Oh my
cinnamony,
God.
Sugary, still hot.
Or Plessipod. I'm Plessipod. I'm sort of, you know,
no,
I'm adventuresome. I'm a scientist. I like that stuff.
Yes.
So I'll go for the Dionysian.
Yes. I feel like, well, first off, Mark, you're single, right?
You're
single?
Yes.
Okay, so you cannot ask. What I mean is, as a single guy, you can't be yakking on the radio that's not your cup of tea, because
it's an act of reciprocity, isn't it? I mean, it's what I mean, for a guy at least. Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of guys dig it, but you know, it's not.
There are guys that are really into it.
Oh yeah, but psychotically into it.
You don't want to be with that guy, by the way.
No.
That's the weirdo.
Avoid
dude.
That.
Yeah,
guy.
That's the guy that stares at you like. Yeah.
That's the guy that I was working in the mall, and he would go. We'd find him back in the lingerie section of the place, and he'd be. In the
right.
underwear.
That's
usually
different.
Has a mustache.
That's even different.
Yeah.
That's a guy's like,
usually
wanna,
has a mustache
right.
and
wanna,
drives a van.
I want to taste you.
By the river.
I need to taste you.
Yeah,
that guy. Yeah, watch out for that guy.
That is, I did not really
saver?
Realize.
No,
I mean,
no.
I knew there were a small part of the population Dana. That probably didn't know it.
Yeah. You have to use your imagination for that one to know the guys might have a little...
No, you're misleading her. Here's the thing. Here's the thing about guys. We're much more flexible. We can take a
yes.
punch in the stomach from one of our buddies. We can eat a sandwich that fell on the ground.
Yes.
You know what I mean? We'll do whatever we have to do. We don't have strong feelings about it. But we're not dying to do it after, you know, year one of the relationship. We'll do it.
Right.
I mean, there's a weird thing. It's like, how do you explain to someone, like, it's like saying someone is not smart, but that doesn't make them dumb. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not to say we love it doesn't mean we hate it. It just means
it's a gray area there.
Yeah, we're ready to do it.
Well, then guys grow up with no idea what that is for a woman. Guys grow up with a sense that a vagina is just an inside-out penis.
Right.
And therefore, having sex would be what would be right. perfectly suitable for a woman. And the idea that it being different is something that comes much, much later.
I never know what I'm doing either.
It goes without saying, but...
Yeah. Right. Yeah, well, you know, I'm trying to be candid here, Dr. Drew. I need a kick to the nuts from you. You know what I mean?
How dare you.
Sorry.
Well, I think that goes
first. Wait, where's my anatomy book? Get the... Chris.
Yeah, give me that. Anatomy book. I learned from Sam Kinison. He said, do the alphabet with your tongue. You know what I mean? And, you know...
You told me that on the set.
I know. And yeah. it's... I don't know.
But isn't there something sexy about it? If you're really into someone, like, you're almost ingesting them. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess you could have actually are.
Yeah.
Ingesting.
Wow. It's an aggressive.
You know what I mean? Like,
Dahmer over here.
Red Raider.
Go Red Raider.
What happens down there in Texas?
What does happen?
You warranted the anatomy book.
Right, Red so Raider.
You're so Mark gets to get the anatomy lesson.
You're so into them, you want to consume them.
Yes.
Yes. There's passion.
But I guess that goes into the first year thing that you just said.
I dig that. Yeah. I'm just
that's
saying.
That's all the action.
You give your husband a pass tomorrow night, he'll be cool with it.
Perineum.
All right, there
it is. What about digital manipulation?
You know, my husband is a doctor, and he didn't do well in the gynecology part. He failed it, actually.
Really?
Sure.
Yeah.
He's very proud that you're bringing that up tonight.
Yeah, he likes when I do that.
All right, Drew.
Yeah.
Do this off the air.
All right. Okay.
It's a visual thing. All right. The point is, guys, here's the thing. Guys need to know that they should put a stronger emphasis on this than they actually do.
Yes.
Nobody talks about it. Everyone's talking about sex and humping and screwing and banging and all that good stuff. They never talk
about...
What if
the songs aren't about this part?
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, nothing rhymes with cunnilingus very well. Right.
Right. And what rhymes with abalone?
Yeah, right.
If
right.
think
abalone.
About it.
Right.
Yeah.
But hey, you think there's never good communication. I've never had good communication in that sense because it's kind of awkward. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I've never had like a girl go, oh, that feels great. That doesn't like guide me through this. Mm-hmm. Even with like girlfriends and stuff, you know?
Right.
So I think there's a communication problem. Mm-hmm. Somebody help me.
But then, this is again what we were talking about earlier with women settling for things and not asserting.
Right. They settle
men,
on that.
Men are happy to oblige if women just go, hey, try this.
Right. Tell me what I'm doing.
Plus,
men are fine.
Most the notes would be burn less calories. Reel it in a little.
Yeah. All aspects. Champ.
Try a salad.
Well, actually, you know what? I think even this is not even so much an issue for women. If there was just more, it's like... When you first go out, you're kissing for hours. You're kissing for so long that you've got razor burn from the guy and your lips are sore the next day and you're like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then as soon as you get married, there's not that much kissing anymore. You don't even really like full mouth kiss anymore.
Yeah.
You know, or at least.
It becomes gross.
Yeah.
I know. It's a chore.
It's like there's a lot of stuff going on in a human's mouth and you just kind of get like, whoa.
Yeah.
And as much as you don't want someone in yours, as you don't want to be in theirs. But,
right.
You know what I mean?
I know.
But if you even just had kissing, you wouldn't even have to do that stuff.
Me and my wife.
Here's what all the guys heard.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't hear what she said. That weird
heard
wah, 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 wah.
She
said, if you kiss, you don't have to do this so much.
Yeah, all right.
Foreplay. In other words, slow, like, you know.
Uh-huh.
Take your time. And then that's not even so much as an issue. Don't you think?
All right,
it's hard even to process that.
Do you not think so?
No, you're probably right. It's just this how far men and women are apart.
Yeah.
This is so exciting to get right to it, though. Who has time for that? You know?
Yeah, but this is the point. This is all the...
Communication,
They need this other part.
The emotional. We just need the physical.
It's not emotional, actually. I mean, it is. But it's physical. It's actually... preparing a woman.
Well, first off,
yes.
Preparation was never my strong point.
No, it's like, it's Thanksgiving.
Now, you know, my wife and I are at the point where all we do is low five real fast. low five. Okay, it's good. I'm in. I'm done. All right, what's going on? Turn extra on, sweetie.
Well done.
Yeah, it is. Here's the problem. Here's what women don't know, Dan. Here's what's in it for us.
Okay.
I'll tell you what's in it. There's not a lot in marriage for guys. Now, Drew, pipe down. I know your wife's listening. But guys instinctively sort of what's in it for us, this is what's in it for us.
Sex.
We can have
guaranteed.
Sex minus all the cuddling and the making out and all. This is where guys go to.
But it's not guaranteed, though. That's not guaranteed,
but this is the compensation.
Right. As a guy, as a 18-year-old guy, What's in it for you, marriage-wise? I mean, even if you're going to get married in 10 years, well, you get to get laid when you want. It's like it's living in the house. There's an ATM in the house.
Yeah. And it's free. You don't need a card.
No lines. No
it ain't
car.
Free.
No. Yeah. What ATM
it ain't
is.
Free.
ATM is about you.
Right. Right. There's no surcharge.
Right.
You're saving
$1.50,
but the bank manager's embezzling is what you don't know. He's taking hundreds of thousands.
Someone else might use the ATM too.
Yeah. Right. That's the point. But it's in the house, and the sex minus all the dating and the hand holding and the kissing and the cuddling and all. We narrow it. See, here's the whole thing. This is what we've always wanted. It took eight dates and a bunch of meals and a few plays and everything to get this. We whittle it down to where we want it to be, which is lo-fi, pow. This is the direction we've been heading. Look at it as a giant pyramid that we've been heading toward this.
Right.
Quick intercourse. The whole, since maybe junior year of high school,
right.
This is where we've been heading. We're there now. You guys, you got the kids, you got the ring, you got the SUV. We get the quick thing. Everyone dies. Everyone's happy.
Right.
All right.
A great life.
Let's take a break. There it is. That's it, everybody.
Beautiful.
Well, Dana Devon here tonight, and you know what?
What?
We shed some light on each other's
hearts.
That's
we
what
did.
I like about it.
These two are getting McGrath, closer. That's like a retreat for them.
Well, actually, we've already discussed 90% of this, which is frightening. Right. We do it with microphones on the set.
Yeah.
You know, where the entire staff, they're popping in tapes in the back, and Mark's talking about... What was the
Ewer.
Yeah. Ewer? Better than our
uteral.
Our taped our tape mic ones where like the producers are idiots, I'm gonna kill these guys. What am I doing here? That's the part they were listening to.
The love line.
Yeah, they would have probably enjoyed if we just had sexual discourse. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's the Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified. Mark McGrath here, everybody, tonight from Extra. Also, David Devon tonight. 7 o'clock on NBC.
Love that.
Yeah.
Extra.
Yeah.
Favorite guilty pleasure on TV. And not because it's bad. What's that?
Because it's good.
Because it's good. Drew,
Ace's Ranchero Countdown. No good. You don't like that game.
Mm-hmm.
This is my message.
This is her friend. Okay.
Right. Okay.
What else?
All right.
Is that it?
I got the whole thing. You guys want to hear it?
Yeah. Sure. Can we hear it? This is Adam.
This is Dana's friend.
Adam, it's 5:50. I'm going to try and make this short. I'm going to go over a few things again. First, Drew doesn't like the show. Adam does. It's his guilty pleasure. Adam doesn't like the Y in your name. Then also, you might want to mention to them that they should bring back the Dr. Drew joke counter because he doesn't make many jokes,
TV.
So they count them up.
Right.
It's a very funny thing they used to do on the TV show. And then also, the new game, Ace's Ranchero Countdown, no good. You don't like that game. And the Florida, Germany, Florida, I'll try and come up with one even. You can shock them by giving them a good Germany or Florida or requesting that they play it. Now, if you want to give me a call back, it's 818.
Isn't he great?
He's a fan.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, you would not believe how many people know about this show and, like, were, like, telling me stuff to say. And, it was so funny.
It's quasi-insulting the way Dana says that.
Isn't that?
Well, honest to God, I'm in bed.
She just asked me what I did during the day. I don't know if I'm still swinging a hammer or am I just
waiting. What does he do during the day? I could tell by his response that was a really dumb thing to ask.
Nobody's listening.
That's all right. No, I didn't. We were talking a little construction, and Dana wanted to know if I had my day job still. But no, I don't. I gave it up many years ago.
What does he do?
He writes for Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Okay, there you go. Why did you tell me that?
He has a couple of his own shows. And
I was
toot his own horn.
Because construction sounds so much sexier.
Yeah.
I was kind of into you when you were talking about floating the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shirt off.
I was into that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Greased up.
Yeah. Yeah. Coach.
Da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. All right. We need to
take another break.
Actually, we want to play.
Well, can we just take one? I don't want to go yet.
And by the way, let me just say this. All the years I worked construction, they did have the lunch truck, the Roach Coach, pull up, and they would honk the horn. The song's La Cucaracha.
La Cucaracha,
You want the cockroach woven into the breakfast burrito?
Get it?
Shouldn't we separate the cockroach from the food just a little bit?
Let's be honest, though. That food is good.
It is.
Oh. It's dynamite food.
It is, and it takes over your soul and rings it like a bar rack. Like, you'll do that thing where you'll go, okay, this time, I'm, you know what? I'm going to get the Yoplait and the orange. I'm gonna get a Crystal Light, and I'm gonna get an orange, and that's it. And then you start smelling the grease.
No, it's not good. It's not good. I can't let you go down this aisle.
And do you know?
No.
By the way, breakfast burrito.
You cannot be eating off that truck at work, Mark.
Breakfast burrito.
No,
it's the best. It parts are in your aorta.
Half of a fly in there, and I could not. Dr. Drew, psychologically, I was really impaired for a long time. Of course, I didn't lose any weight. I probably gained 5 pounds. I mean, it's not good, and everything tastes the same. See, that's where this is a woman-man thing. It's all the same grease, so whatever's in it, it all tastes the same. It doesn't matter if it's chicken or refried beans. It tastes the same.
And I told you we had one of these at my high school.
Oh, really?
Right? You've been every time I bring
Lucky
that up, you're surprised.
I know.
I've never
shocked
seen.
By that.
Yeah. And it's I got disgusted with it.
Really?
Oh,
yeah. The lunch truck would pull up on the campus. Mm-hmm. Wow. And you would just order like you would on a construction
Wouldn't
site.
Wouldn't it be a big
Except
line?
It didn't. Yeah, but it was one of those ones that just the things flaps go up and there's nobody cooking. It's just free for all. Yeah, you put it in the microwave kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's funny. They pull up and they've got like a D rating and you still just chow down right there. You're like, give me 10 of those.
With Mexican restaurants, though, that's an encouragement.
Oh, it is. You know? The only margaritas are good.
Yeah.
It sounded kind of like this guy's.
A passing grade, yeah.
This is a bit we did on Lemonade and Brownies.
Boy, Anderson. Wow. Guy's always up there with this old lady, too, doing the cooking.
I'll have you know that was a track. On our first record, Lemonade and Brownies.
Wow.
Yeah, we had 11 songs. That was one of them. We counted that as a song.
Oh.
And that was called The Drive-By.
Engineer Anderson, digging deep.
Good job,
Sugar
man.
Ray
we like
cut.
That. Yeah.
All right, Dana, Mark, and Mark here tonight from Extra, 7 o'clock, NBC. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. We're back. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Mark McGrath here tonight. Dan Devin here tonight from Extra. Extra, 7 o'clock, NBC. Yes.
Sir. Nice working with hosts.
It is.
Because they show
How fast does first hour go by?
Not only that.
I was just saying. I walked in here and I go, oh, my God, that flew.
Now that the show starts, they know they're supposed to be sitting here in front of the mic ready to go.
Yeah.
They're ready for business.
They're
pros. Even with a millisecond to spare.
What remember, I used to not come to the mic. I'd be drinking a beer in the kitchen.
I do remember that.
The good old days.
What is the schedule, by the way, over there? Like, I know it varies. You're doing red carpet stuff or Mark's going to England and doing, you know, talking up a play. But normally, day in and day out, what is the schedule?
Well, about I get there about 8, and depending
eight,
on the...
8 a.m. Dana, you've never gotten there at 8, ever.
Yeah.
You get there super
if there was
Dana was the hardest working person in show business.
What time did you get there?
If there was a normal day.
5:30.
No, 4:45. On an early... Yeah.
See, there she goes. She's still paying that.
No, really? Like, tomorrow's a 4:45.
Yeah.
But that's because it's there's 2 days a week that's really early.
You're taping at 4:45.
No, that's for hair and makeup. I mean, it takes a village to get me ready.
Oh, well,
please. So we'll be taping tomorrow at 7.
7 o'clock.
And she's not complaining tonight.
We're doing 2 shows.
Okay. Well, let me get this straight. I always thought that these shows tape an hour or so before they went to air.
Yeah. Because we start at like 11:30. The show has to be fed out, completely done by 1:30. So we start dabbling in it at like 11:30. Really, we get serious about noon.
Mm-hmm.
And then as things come in, you tape them. And then it has to be completely done and fed out at 1:30. And people take it directly off the satellite at 1:30.
Because on different times, like back east, sometimes on 4 New Orleans and stuff like that. You know?
Okay. So everything has to be done and in the can by 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so the day starts on an average day. What
average
time?
Day, 7:30 probably for me.
And what time for you, Mark?
I get there about 8 o'clock.
About 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And you know you start
Isn't that funny?
You start working.
Why are you
on
laughing?
Because they know me.
Yeah.
I know.
I have
very
a commute
cute.
Now. I have a commute. Oh,
and he's
the
real
truck.
Excited. Like he comes in and he's almost got his like little backpack and lunch. You know what I mean? Like he's real cute about it. Like he's always chipper.
It's probably a relief on some level. You know, it's
you know,
structure.
It's good to have a little structure.
Yeah, yeah.
It is, you know, because I've had a good time in the band and still continue to. But, you know, to have structure and get back in the day-to-day and get into reality, it's humbling to say the least. You know, but it's good to get back into that.
Because
you can get caught out there, Dr. Drew, as you know. You can get stuck in a
vortex.
Stuck in a moment you can't get out of, as Bono said. Well,
he was so funny because one time you and your manager were going to go out, and Mark was heading out to meet him out, and he called and he was like, I can't go, I'm too tired, I can't go. So Mark went home, and his manager went out to like all hours of the night, and then the next day calls him and he's like, wow, isn't this role reversal?
Yeah, he was
you
hungover.
Know, like, yeah,
I was at work chipper, he was hungover. So
and hair and makeup at the beginning, are you work? Is there a teleprompter? Are you guys working on copy that's going into the teleprompter?
Mm-hmm.
Someone's giving you a script and you're saying, let's tweak this and do that.
A lot of times in the morning, we get a stack of papers about 2 inches thick, and that's all of the entertainment headlines from around the world.
Right.
Some of them real, some of them fake, you know, fake like the tabloids and in the UK, not always. Stuff. Yeah. Right. So you read through all that. So just when you do radio stuff and somebody asks you about Liza Minnelli's X something, you know, you kind of know what you're talking about. So, like, a lot of the morning is reading the trades, reading, you know, kind of refreshing. And then as the stuff starts going in at, like, 11, 10:30, we start reading. We used to have a table read, which is great. We'd go through the whole show and get our shtick together.
And you can do a few takes on something,
Yeah. I mean,
yes.
Until it gets really near the satellite.
Dana can do one take all the time. I need to do like three or four.
No.
And you guys have a good chemistry, by the way, for a new couple.
Well, she had a new couple. Yeah. Still not even faced.
I really like him. I mean, like, it's so funny because people go, seriously.
Tell us the truth.
Tell us.
Right.
He's so easy. He's so funny. Like, when he was starting, like, he'd go, will you help me out with this? And he never would. He does not have one diva bone in his body. Like, if he thinks he didn't do it well, he's too even. He will not even ask to do it again.
I've never heard. Nobody's ever got Mark right. Oh.
Never.
No. But no one ever does that. That's not him.
Yeah.
Mark's a really nice guy. And I'm starting to wonder, like, I think a lot of people feel like, well, if you have this much success or you look this good or you nail this many chicks or you sell this many records. Here's what I think people think. I think everyone starts off in the same place in the sort of niceness meter. And then the more records you sell and the more groupies you nail or the bigger your paycheck is or the nicer your car you drive, the worse you get. Untrue. There's some people are nice and some people are a-holes, and there's a-holes who make minimum wage, and there's nice guys who make $5 million a year.
A friend of mine, very wisely, said that money and success just makes you more of whatever you are.
It just emphasizes everything. It puts a microscope.
If you're a nice guy,
When he first started, we did these promos, and they brought in all these extras and these whatever, and literally, like, I was so shocked, because I knew Mark was, you know, a rock star, but, you know, I didn't realize people's effect when he would even look, he would look at them and they'd get that like jittery, he full on had groupies.
Then they brought the ladies in and look out.
Yeah, exactly.
Where's Dana?
By the way, she thought Bonsky I swung a hammer. What'd you do? Drive a Zamboni or what?
I drove a truck.
What'd you do, kid, before you got here? Yeah. Wow, they really had a cattle call. All right. Well, life exists outside of your home, Dana. I think it's frightening. It's really refreshing. It's frightening and refreshing. It makes a great deodorant. It's frightening, refreshing. Great combination. And all right, Drew. Yes. Stops you from pitting out in those sweatshirts. All right. So everything's working out. Everything's working out, right? Frightening, refreshing, good. Fun. All right. And the day is basically done at 1 o'clock?
No.
Yeah.
Well, now it's time for a meeting?
Interviews.
It could be anything. Right. It could be a fitting. And fittings can take freaking hours. Oh, and you sit there and, like, you get caught up at pins.
But here's how my fittings work. Are these pants? Yeah, those are good. Don't you want to try
clean?
Them on? Are they 34, 34? Yeah, they're good. We'll work. Just bring a belt and prepare to let them out if we have to. But, then you have to go down to the red carpet or something.
Yeah,
you're going out on
assignment.
Or there's a junket,
or there's a screening, or there's a something. There's usually something going on in the afternoon.
Yeah, they told me that the job was, like, 9 to 2. And those guys, I'm great. And I'll show up every day, and I'll really hit a home run. It's a little different than that.
Yeah,
because then you're going up to talk to Jada Pinkett. She's giving you the stink eye out of the red carpet up at the Cineplex.
Entertainment news happens all the time.
That's right. And you're there when it happens.
We're there when it happens.
And, you know, they don't give these guys very much credit, but it's got to be a tough gig, that red carpet job, by the way. First off, Drew, imagine you being the spotter for someone at the red carpet.
Imagine you
being the spotter. Imagine if it's like a sitcom and the guy who did the spotting actually fell off and you actually had to take his place and you're in the guy's IFB and you're like, oh, man, it's that the chick from the...
We do that.
Oh, yeah. There must be nothing. That's all. It would be one succession of... I would know, like, okay, that's Ray Romano.
Yeah.
That other guy would be like, that's the dude that... Adam, that's your sister. That's right! I knew her. Her name is Laura. Lauren. Yes! She's got that kid. He's either 4 or 19.
Phineas.
Phileas Fogg, not Phineas Fogg. Yes. We found out. It's Phileas Fogg.
Right. I would be one big, I know. And so you got to have a spotter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's spotting?
Well, usually you have a producer with you that that it's funny because even if you get really versed in TV, mm-hmm. then you'll go and you'll do a movie one. Like, I remember I was doing a lot of movie junkets for a long time, and I would be totally into the movies. And then I would start doing some TV stuff, and I'd be like, oh, you know what I mean? And you felt like you were complete. And that's hard because, and then you add in music, and mm-hmm. you're like really screwed. And then you add in country music, and then you're really screwed.
I mean, there's shows that are huge on TV that you don't know a single cast member.
That's right. That's all. Like, all the CSIs, I've never seen any
Without
of the CSIs.
Traces
are
and
huge.
All those,
you know, get them all confused. I'll tell you, Spotter, I want a gay guy. That's my thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm making a friend in prison, I want a black guy. But Spotter, I go gay guy. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? That, there's certain people for certain jobs, you want a gay guy.
Certain types.
You want
They're
him
indigenous.
Up in the tower with the binoculars.
Indeed.
Right.
He's going to tell you who they are and how much weight they put on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If they're wearing's cool.
Yeah, what they're wearing. That's right.
They can give you 6 degrees of separation. They can tell you they worked with director so-and-so, and, you know, they had that in common with they can tell you everything.
That's what I want. Gay mm-hmm. Spotter. Yeah. All right. You ready to rock here?
Yeah.
All right. You know, it'd be a good job, by the way.
Tell me.
I was, I don't know if we talked about this, Drew. The guy who does the spotting at the cheerleading competition.
Yes, this guy's to stand behind.
That's my gig. Yes, that's the gig I want. Here's your job. See these
14-year-olds?
Yeah, they're making a pyramid. I need you to get underneath them and look up.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you look down, you're fired. I need you to stand behind them and just stare up.
I think the gay spotters got those jobs, too.
Though. Oh, maybe that's it. Maybe you have to be gay. Maybe they put, like, a tumescence monitor on you. Put the cigar band around your dork and they show you a slideshow for 15-year-olds who pay exit. And if nothing happens, all right, you're in. Get in there.
Yeah.
You know, usually with most of those yell leaders, it's not an issue. Trust me. You know, it's not an issue.
No, but he's talking about the spotter guy.
The guy's spotter
just
spot. Guy.
The big guys stand behind.
At the competition.
At the competition.
Like when they have, you see, a safety guy.
The person that actually has their hand up there
is
the yell leader.
Yeah. And by the way, what about the parents that are in the stands? Like, that's my little 15-year-old. Look at her. She's a sophomore. She made it to the head cheerleading. Miss Johnson, this guy's got his palm up her.
Like a puppet.
Yeah.
It's fisting part of the exercise.
It's all right. It's all right. Hey, Bob, make her do the We Got the Spirit, Yes We Do one. Go ahead. Yeah. Can you move her arm, too? Oh, it's just her mouth. Okay, good. She'll do it.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, I mean, it's like, look at her. We're so proud. Yeah. He's got his hand up her. She's 15. What is that? What, by the way, oh, it's just his palm. Worse! I'd rather get an index finger in there. Seriously, palm? Give me a break. Who decided that was cool, though, by the way? All right, I got a new cheer. All right, how's that? What is it, 1953? Here's a cheer. Ladies, hop up on the guy's palm. No. Not your knee. Get the vagina on the palm. Great. Guys, one hand up there. Let's go now. No spotters. Yeah, legs. No, legs akimbo. All right, here we go. What? Who signed off on that? Is that okay?
Get the vagina on the palm.
How come nobody's saying anything?
I'm with you.
And by the way, if there was a hot cheerleader, I would be walking around with my hand in a plastic bag.
Yeah.
Just like, hey, guys, what's up? It's going to cost a buck.
Dana was a cheerleader, I'll have you know.
Just rubber band around a plastic bag all day in school. Who wants some?
You are hilarious.
That's
you really have
cheerleader?
A future in
Did
this.
You get that?
You can really, I think you can let the construction job go really do this.
I'm going to let the daytime gig go.
Down.
You know what I'm saying?
You could write or something out of it, produce your
palm.
You could do something with this.
Thanks.
Were you that kind of shooter?
No, we didn't have guys. We didn't have that. We held each other.
Right.
And
even
that's
hotter.
Really sad because I was
Catholic
really
school.
Skinny like when I was like a freshman. So I was at the top of the pyramid, and then I gained some weight like when I hit puberty, and then I was at the frickin' bottom of the pyramid, and that sucks.
The foundation.
Yeah.
That's the equivalent, like the chick fat equivalent, is the bottom of the pyramid, and the guy fat is the anchor on the tug of war.
Yeah.
Bert, we need to, no.
With the loop around him, he was just pulling them up. That guy.
Yeah, the most important job, we're going to need you. It's sort of the equivalent to Little League when we're going to need you behind the plate.
Gotcha.
That's the fat kid. There's a couple of fat guy jobs. End of the rope. The guy's rope ties around.
Catcher, for sure.
Catcher, fat kid job. When the rope ties around your waist and you're the anchor. And
goalie in soccer.
Bottom of the pyramid. Yeah.
Bottom of the pyramid, exactly. And wrestling.
James?
Cannibals.
You're I don't know if that's official gig, though.
Yeah, but that's...
Where's the tug?
That's where they distinguish themselves, anyway.
Yeah. James?
Yes.
What's happening?
Oh, big fan of the show. Adam, you're hilarious. You can make a joke at my expense when I'm when I hang up, I'd appreciate it.
Oh, no, well, I would if we had a clear connection, but go ahead.
I've had some pain pretty much as far as I can remember in my colon or my rectum. I don't know what it is. It's almost like a cramp or a contraction. It doesn't happen that often, maybe about once every 2 or 3 weeks. Uh-huh. Sometimes it's like debilitating, like I have to lay down or sit down because it lasts a few minutes. And
is there anything that you do that precipitates that? Is it after any activity or?
Not that I've noticed, but within the last 2 months, I took a more physical job, and I've noticed that it's making
it more
frequent.
It says here that you have a job as a fisherman.
Yeah, I work on a crab boat in the Bering Sea.
Wow.
In the Bering Sea?
Yeah, I just got back.
Wow.
How long do you guys go out for?
The crab season this year, the king crab was only 3.5 days, but then we do other different types of crab for, you know, up to 3 weeks. We're out at the sea at a time.
King crab. Pulling up king crab.
Yum,
that is
though.
Exciting.
I love them. Don't you love king crab? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think you'd love them if, you know, there was, you know, gale force winds and beer was frosted.
No. Are you kidding? I was like about to die in my house.
Perfect storm type stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But how big are the king crab? Because there's nothing like a big crab. It's just nothing cooler. Like, once when you go to that restaurant, there's a guy holding it up.
And they're living still?
Yeah. How big is it?
Before we process it, they can get up to about 2 feet in width.
Oh, my God.
And this guy pulls into Fisherman's Wharf with this stuff.
That's like
San Francisco.
Yeah. Oh, that's manhole cover size.
Yeah. Could he have a hernia?
We pull into Dutch Harbor, Alaska, which is
one of the
islands.
Do you want me to just shut up?
No.
Do you want to go, like,
fine.
Look.
I'm glad you're bringing it back on track here. Because it's something called, he's describing something called proctalgia fugax.
Yeah.
Which is caused by a lot of different things. And, James, how come you're calling a radio show and not going to see a doctor about this? It could
because
be anything.
It hasn't been that frequent. It just comes, you know, like once every 3 weeks, and it's very, like,
I understand,
very short.
But it is a sign of many, many different things. Anything from a hemorrhoid to a perirectal abscess to even tumors and
had hemorrhoids.
And prostate problems.
Uh-huh.
Well, I have.
That's good.
What happened?
They hurt.
Yeah.
I had to have a colonoscopy.
I've had colonoscopy. It's fun.
Yeah. Good no. Times. Yeah. It's not. Oof. And I've had two because I had pre-polyps.
Pre-polyps or what, Drew?
They're hyperplastic polyps.
They're pre-cancerous, right?
Well, they're pre-cancerous. Yeah, but it's still good to get them out because they would have potentially become something someday.
Like, I didn't want mushrooms growing in there. You know what I mean?
Not just mushrooms. You get colon cancer, you die. I mean, it's really important to get these things done every 5 years.
Yeah.
You got, did I get, you,
have you fine. Done it?
No, I haven't done it.
I did, too.
I've never done one. What age? Like,
I got a video.
It 40?
I did.
Stop. I know where it's going. Stop.
It depends what's going on in your family. I mean, if you have a lot of family history of colon cancer, you can start at 40. But 50 is where you're supposed to start.
Mm.
50 every 5 years after 50. But
right.
But Adam had a particularly adventuresome peri-anal experience.
Could you tell us, Adam, about that?
Look at the face.
How do you know the dude's name is Perry? I had what I call a carbuncle on my near the rectal area.
What's a carbuncle?
Abscess.
Yeah. It was it hurt. It's not. And
what
here's
was it a
thing.
Pineal? What's the pineal?
Proctalgia fugax?
Phineas fugax?
Pineal cyst? Yeah.
Oh, pilonidal cyst.
Was that it?
No, that's up above. That's up here. This is the actual right near the target.
Oh, yeah.
The fun center?
The bullseye.
Yeah. if it was a building, it'd be the chimney. You're like out in the tomato garden. Yeah. I'm in the chimney.
Oh, okay.
You understand?
Okay. Right, yeah. I hear you.
Smart bomb.
So you got that.
You understand.
You got that.
Well, it was... Listen, I don't have these highfalutin doctors.
How did you rectify that? Get it?
Yeah.
Rectify?
I'll tell you. First thing is it's hard to get a good look at that area.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hand mirrors don't.
Well, no.
No.
They you do what you can. First off, it's a tough area to get friends to investigate.
Yeah.
Come here. It's not like when you get ingrown hair in the back.
Oh,
neck.
Yeah.
The barber. I just got that shave from the barber. What do I got cooking back there? That you can do. The anus, the chimney, it's a difficult place for people to give. They don't want to go down there and kick the tires another way. Yeah, they don't want to look around. And by the way, what really could one of my idiot friends from North Hollywood come up with if they saw something down there anyway?
Oh, God.
So I had a friend who convinced me it was a hemorrhoid, and it wasn't. And then went out and dropped $8 on the Prep H and rubbed that on there for a week, and nothing happened. Yeah. And here's the problem with anything to do with the anus. No sympathy from society at all.
Yeah.
Like, I'm saying to people, look, I got a situation. I can barely walk here. I can barely get out of bed. What's the problem here, okay? My asshole. Yeah, I'm dying.
No, it's great.
Doc says I got about 4 weeks. Listen, I'm giving away the truck. You want it? It's a stick. My dad doesn't drive a stick. I said goodbye to little Finial.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
it's not the heart.
People laughing, laughing literally their ass off at your ass problem. But I couldn't go into work. This was some years ago.
When you called in, what did you say?
When I called into work?
Yeah.
I told him ass problems, and here's why.
Ass problems.
the same reason why women should play the
tampon
card. Yeah, because there's no follow up to the ass or the period.
Okay, thanks, anybody.
Right. Yeah, no, it's just yeah. And so I thought anyway. Eventually, the thing blew. Now here's how I got to look at it.
What do you mean?
Well,
he did surgery on it. Well, autonomous.
He popped it like a zit.
I actually got a pin into I lanced one of them.
Personal lancing?
I did a personal lancing.
Sir Lancelot?
I lanced one that was...
There were more than one?
No, here's the thing. I had one at 19 and one at 29.
Oh. Is it the same spot?
It's hard to tell. First off,
are you cleaning that area sufficiently?
Here's
it doesn't sound like it.
With all that hair down there.
Let me say this. First off, it's hard to tell if it's the same spot because A, it's been 10 years, and B, the mirror flips things around.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, try to hold the mirror behind your head, and you're trying to pat something down, and your hand's going the wrong direction. Hit yourself in the face. You know, what's going on? All right. So it's hard to tell. And the map had been lost many years before.
Yeah, right.
But I assume it was the same area, same side. And the point is I was looking at the mirror, and the way I was able to get to it is I had a full-length closet door sliding mirror, and I was able to sort of prop my legs up on the thing, and I had to bounce a flashlight off of the mirror.
Oh, wow.
It's the same way that the Egyptians got light to the center of the pyramid. A series of mirrors that reflected the light.
The image is so spectacular.
If someone had walked in...
It left their ass off.
It blew. Well, first off, you'd assume I was just trying to blow myself. I can think of no other explanation. That's all. I don't know what
you're hoping. That's what he's doing.
I don't know what he's doing with the flashlight. Yeah, we pray to Christ he was just trying to blow himself.
Right.
Either way, we got to get the security deposit back, and we got to get out of here.
Right.
I was living with Ralph Garman, by the way. He's doing the morning show on K-Rock here, by the way.
And a movie star, so he could have
walked in. But as I was shining light on, maybe just a little heat created from the flashlight, maybe like a little
soften up.
Pow! The thing blew, and
just released.
I wouldn't want to be that washcloth.
It was no. How dare you, Drew? Point is I got up. I was humongous pain for a week. The pain was immediately gone. Drew, how does that work? By the way, where
it's under pressure.
It's under pressure. And then I did the scene from Tommy where he could see. I'm running down the street in flares with no shirt on. Cut to me on top of a mountain. Cut to me on top of a Ferris wheel. Cut to me running on a boardwalk. Slow motion. I'm every place, everywhere. On the top of the Eiffel Tower. Yeah. On the top of that thing in Rio de Janeiro with the big priest on the hill. I'm everywhere all the time. It's like a Phil Collins video. Yeah. I'm going nuts. Jimmy and I celebrated by going out and eating Mexican. I'll never forget. This is 10 years ago, by the way. He's still working at K-Rock. I got on the phone with him saying we're going to El Torito, and we are celebrating.
That is hilarious.
that was my anal adventure.
And not a moment too soon we wrap that up.
Anal adventures. I know. Well, you did. You got the anal ball rolling.
Yeah.
You really did.
When we get back, we've got your buddy Adam, whose message we Oh, really? A few minutes ago.
Interesting. And also,
he's on. We have him.
He's on the line.
We got to play some Germany or Florida, by the way.
He told me that he was going to help me out with the Germany and Florida thing. So maybe he might want to play.
All right. And also, James, who's like,
you're going to need to see a doctor about
the Gordon Fishman. We talked to him like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, it could be. Sometimes urological problems like prostate infections, prostatitis does this. Sometimes it's perineal
crabs. Though
pulling up bits of crabs. You got to get this checked out, James.
This poor guy's still on the phone.
Oh yeah, he's around.
After all this.
Anal
talk. Oh, God, love him.
James?
Yes.
All right, buddy. You're doing the Lord's work by stripping the ocean that way.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. You go to the doctor.
All right.
All right. All right, that's enough.
We've
got to take a break. Drew brought up the anus story. What are you going to do?
Stuff.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Aces Ranchero Countdown. No good. You don't like that game.
Yeah! Raining. Hey, everybody, it's the Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. That is Dana Devon over there. I'm Adam Carolla. Mark McGrath just entered the studio.
Hello.
Extra, extra. 7 o'clock on NBC.
And that's going to throw you, isn't it?
In L.A. it is.
Yeah.
We're in L.A.
Check your local listings.
Exactly. Sort
of sorry, that's right.
Yeah.
And to me, it feels maybe just from living in L.A. that if one of those shows came on before 7, it would feel weird. Like, that's it's all 7, and 7:30, right? Yeah. L.A.'s just, the shows that start at 7, shows that start at 7:30, sort of always been that way, yeah. Right?
That's right.
I have more people sometimes recognize me by my voice than by my face, because I think they're cooking dinner or they turn it on and they're doing stuff and they listen to it. They don't really watch it.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never thought about
that.
But
don't people recognize you guys by your voice?
Yeah, but this is the radio.
Good point. That one, huh? That's a good point.
Touché.
I'll give you that one.
No. I know.
Strange.
Yeah. I mean, it's like asking a blind guy. Sometimes you hear noises and you think, yeah, I got no eyes. Okay. Remember?
Yeah, eyes none.
Crow pecked him out when I was hunting coyote. Remember that? Yeah. Sorry to bring that up again.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
No, you know, I know what you're saying. Drew, we should get more of that.
You would think so, wouldn't you?
How come we don't get more of that?
I don't know.
I'll tell you why. I don't know what your excuse is. The show was on TV, on MTV, for long enough,
right.
I think, that people can put a face behind the voice.
Yeah.
And also...
Well, that's what I meant, by the way.
Yeah.
No, but
Mr. Crow pecked out my eyes.
You would, you would think you'd get something like at the fast food once in a while or something.
Yeah, I think we've both been on TV enough to probably... I don't know. It doesn't happen nearly as much as you would think it would. Yes, Drew?
Yeah.
All right. Let's speak to Adam.
And there's nothing unique about your voice either, Adam.
Right.
Except for that nasally drone, right. I guess.
Talk to Adam. Now, Adam is 20. Adam is, Dana says, well, she didn't say, but I did the math, a lackey over at Extra.
Stop it.
Yeah. Hey, buddy, we need your racist pile of tapes. Yeah, thank you.
Hi, Adam.
Hey, Dana. Hey, Mark. Hey, guys. Adam,
what's up, Adam?
Hey. I got moved to the sister show, Celebrity Justice, but still in the same building.
All right. Well,
across the street, is it?
Yeah.
Adam, you've called in here a bunch of times, and this is the first time getting on the air?
Yeah, well, I used to call when I was young and make up stories, and they used to always bust me, so.
Now, they're good at that.
I'll admit it.
Adam, we heard your not so flattering message on Dana's cell phone explaining that you weren't a fan of Ace's Mexican Ranchero Accordion Countdown.
Ace's Ranchero Countdown? No good. You don't like that game.
You don't like that game.
Adam, here's the deal, Adam.
Hold on, before we keep going, is there anything else Dana hasn't seen or heard of that she doesn't like that you could clue her in on? As a 20-year-old goomper.
By the way, got
busted down to the Celebrity Justice show, which is just one step from a full-blown S-canning.
Yeah.
Please. How dare you?
Your local listings, all right?
Adam, how do I do the joke tote? Is that what we used to call that?
Yeah.
How do we do that without a visual?
Yeah, you're thinking of the TV show with the Drew's joke tote board, right?
Yeah, keep track. Let us know. Let us just say it. Of course, you don't have a visual. It's radio. But just let us know. Keep track. It's funny. Right.
Drew, you would be zero for jokes, but you stepped on so many of mine, I'm going to actually deduct a few from yours, all right? yelling, Adam. Go to break right in the middle of my beautiful rants?
Yeah.
All right, Adam, so Adam.
No, hey, Adam, I got to say this, though. The show's only 2 hours long. You don't need You don't need to kill time with that Aces Ranchero countdown. It's just
well, it's ironic that you bring that up. It really is.
unless you have a Germany or Florida for
us. Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have a Germany or Florida, Adam?
I actually do, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Vindication.
Wow. See, I told you Adam was good.
All right, so we're going to play a little Germany or Florida then. Hold on, Adam. Right. What about that theme song that one day Sugar Ray
you scribbled
sample?
My name on your paper. Hold that up.
I did?
Hold it up.
Huh?
Hold
huh?
it up.
Huh?
You scribbled my name. You scribbled my name with a Y. With a Y.
Yeah,
did you put it on your shoes?
All right.
Ooh.
Everyone.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, go ahead. Give us your Germany or Florida.
All right. So,
and oh, by the way, how the game is played is we hear the crazy story and then we guess, is it Germany or Florida? Because all bizarre stories either emanate from either Germany or Florida. Go
Things
ahead,
are
Adam.
Sick and twisted from two sun and Nazis, sex, meth, and death fetishes. Both of them have got these. Guaranteed not to bore you, Germany or Florida.
Yeah, well, I guess that guarantees out the window. Go ahead, Adam.
All right. A man, 55 years old, was arrested for fraud and theft, for a sham marriage to a comatose woman, and for subsequent purchases of almost $20,000 on her credit cards. According to the police detective, this man said the woman's dog told him that the woman would want him to use her credit cards and live a better life after she died. Germany or Florida?
That's a good one.
So the guy wed a woman who was in a coma.
Yep.
Is that it?
And her dog? Is that what you said?
Yep. The woman's dog told him that she would want him to use her credit cards to live a better life after she died.
Florida.
That's Florida.
Yeah.
Old lady in a coma is Florida.
You know what? In Germany, they go mushroom hunting and get poisoned to death. That's the kind of Germany stories you get.
Right.
Florida
they knock
is...
off their old people, too.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. All right, Adam. Anyone want to go Germany just to make it interesting?
No, I'm Florida. I'm real Florida.
Florida.
All right, everyone's going Florida, Adam. Go ahead.
Everyone's going Florida. Oh, I'm blown away. Everyone's right.
Oh. Yes. And that's how you play Germany or Florida. How
beautiful,
Adam.
All right.
Beautiful,
Adam.
Yes. Now, because we're going to complete the
trilogy.
Yeah. Well, it's not really the trilogy. It's just pretty much the tag team with the Aces Mexican Ranchero recording countdown.
They're going to rub it in. You're going to have to play.
Yeah, you're going to have to play along. You have to play along.
Oh, come on. I'd rather.
Right.
Apparently, you don't understand. What they were explaining to me off the air, Adam, is that you don't understand the true charm of Aces Mexican Riviera
recording countdown.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because you are not actually playing.
Will you load that into the teleprompter so we could get it right?
The involvement is actually part of the charm, Adam.
That's
see?
Right.
Yes.
That's right.
I
all right.
Believe it, but I played from home when you guys did the last one. And
I told you he was a fan. He played from
How'd
home.
You do? How did you
How
do?
How cute is that?
Well, I guess I didn't really play. I just kept my fingers crossed for Dana or Mark. And
Look how cute little Adam is.
Wow. Except for the Ace Man won that one, didn't he?
Yeah. Here you go, Adam. Make
All
a
right.
bet.
All right. Let's see. You know how the game is played. How long until the accordion music chimes in? Chris, you're ready. We'll start with Adam at home first. Go ahead, Adam.
All right, I'm going to have to go. I think this might be a long one. I'm going to go 9 seconds.
9 seconds.
Ooh. By the way, for someone that hates this whole procedure,
he sure plays it a lot.
So, right. Let me give this some thought.
Yeah. Here's how I'm going to differentiate between the two Adams. I'm going to put a smiley face by my one, all right? I'm going to put a little frowny face by Adam, okay? See the frowny
face,
Adam,
you're next.
All right, 9 seconds. I'm going 3 seconds.
Okay.
Dana?
I'm going beginning.
Immediate.
I'm taking your old...
Immediate.
Yeah.
All right.
That worked for you.
All right.
Mark? I'll say 5 seconds.
5 seconds.
5 seconds.
2 seconds.
Mark has five. All right. Drew has two. Now, you're right. You're right in amongst, between me and Dana with the immediate and the two. There could be some controversy,
one.
Drew.
Okay, one.
You go 1 second.
Yeah. Price is right,
Bold.
One.
Huh?
Interesting.
Closest
All right,
without
so
being over, though.
Mark... No,
just
being
closest.
Over. Just closest. Mark is 5 seconds. Drew is one. Dana's immediate. I'm three. And Adam with the frowny face is 9 seconds. Yes?
Yes.
All right.
And Chris?
You ready there?
Ready?
Five,
okay.
Four, three, two, one, go. Four.
Five.
Oh, yeah.
Five.
Nailed that one.
Wow.
One note, too.
Wow. And by the way, he was pinched in between the two Adams at 9 seconds and 3 seconds.
Adam was going to pull it out on his first Mexican Riviera taco
Ranchero.
Enchilada.
Correct, that's all probably.
Yeah. Okay. The horns will throw you, too. The horns give a little faux accordion sound.
I got confused.
Yeah,
it's tough.
Great game.
It's a challenging
game.
See,
I don't like this. This is that stuff I don't like.
You don't like this stuff,
music. This music.
Hey, everyone, I got a confession to make, though, real quick.
Yeah, yes.
I actually hate the show.
He doesn't. He's lying.
All right, Adam.
I make it so I can get Dana's number when I go back to Clarkson, Michigan, get drunk and...
All right.
Adam.
I got rid of him. He's crossed
Who's
the
getting
line.
Publishing on that?
Yeah, what's the name of that? Countdown, no good. You don't like that game.
By the way... God bless Dana Devon, by the way. Giving this guy a cell phone number, like, Drew.
The stalker.
Yeah. Listen, Engineer Chris doesn't know my last name. Keep it that way. If he's out in the parking lot when I pull out a lot, I'll turn left. Yeah. I'll go the other way. I don't want him to know which direction I head home.
His enthusiasm was contagious. I'm serious. I mean, like...
Yeah. Yeah,
I just
like
had
herpes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, he's a bright kid. Too bad he had to go to Celebrity Justice.
Yeah.
And let's hope he's not featured in one of the stocking cases.
Yeah.
That's awesome. One day. Full circle. You know, ironically, he used to work it.
Yeah. Right.
All right, let's take a little break, Drew. Right, shall we
enough.
Do it?
Fair enough.
Mark McGrath here tonight. Dan Devon here from Extract at 7 o'clock. Everyone on NBC, we'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline, ma'am. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dana here tonight. Mark here tonight. Our new friends from actually, Dana's a new friend. Mark's an old friend. 7 o'clock, at least out here. Check your local listings on NBC. All right, let's hop back to the phones. We'll speak to Jessica, who's just 13. Jessica?
Hi.
Jessica, by the way, on hold for 107 minutes.
Aw.
Yep. Drew so busy telling Fanny stories. But, he had no time for young Jessica. What's up, Jessica?
Oh, because when I was around 6, I was molested by my neighbor.
You were molested by your neighbor?
Yeah.
Molested meaning he had sex with you?
No, it was a girl.
What did she do?
She was, like, touching me.
All right. Mm-hmm. Was she your age or older?
No, actually, she's around 12.
At the time.
And you were?
At that time.
Just six.
I was around six.
Okay.
And what's the question?
Well, I was just wanting to know that, do you think this would affect my relationship with guys, like, when I'm older?
Not necessarily. It's funny, these things, there's different thresholds for these sorts of experiences being traumatizing or becoming traumatizing. Some people are very troubled by these things. Others really barely make note of it.
Crappy dad will probably do more in the negative department than the chick who lived next door.
And that's very much to the point, which is that the fact that you were a good victim for somebody who's a victimizer says almost more about you than the fact that you were victimized.
Yeah, but most six-year-olds
with a
12-year-old are going to sort of feel ashamed and be quiet.
Correct, but still the victimizers kind of just know who the at-risk kids are.
Jessica.
So was there already stuff going on in your house at that point?
Was there what?
Wait, how's your dad? Let me talk to her, Drew.
Okay. You speak flow.
He's all right.
Yes. Your dad's all right. And is he living with the family?
Yeah.
And is he an alcoholic?
No.
And what does he do? Does he do anything with a forklift?
He's a carpenter.
Oh, that's bad. That's bad. All right. Racist alcoholic.
Yeah, okay.
Pedophile, possibly.
Done and done.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I love these guys. Worked with them all.
You were
all
one
my
of them.
Life, yeah. And so he's a carpenter, and him and your mother get along okay, and he's never been verbally abusive, and he loves you very much.
No, he's not verbally abusive or anything. He's cool.
All right, so he's good. You love him. He loves you.
Yeah.
Really? It's not a ringing endorsement for Dad. Do you love your dad?
Well, we don't get along like a lot, but like you know.
What kind of problems are you having with him?
Like, we don't understand each other, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Well, whatever that means.
All right. Well, that's a teenage girl thing. But I mean, does he provide? Is he good?
He's good. But the thing that worried me is that when I told my mom, because I told my mom, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she acted like it wasn't important or whatever.
Well, it's important because it's important to you, but it's not necessarily shattering.
Yeah. Hey, here's the thing, Jessica. You don't want to go through life looking for reasons why you can't have a relationship, you can't have a career,
especially
you can't
to focus on a single thing when it just doesn't sound that the single thing is enough. If you're having those kinds of troubles, there's a more global or what we call a chronic problem going on with your development. Something else going on.
I wonder if there's some sort of street cred like a young black kid will get where he like has been shot and he's grew up in the South Side and all this kind of, especially like later on there's you need your street cred as a white guy that's getting molested. Mm-hmm. I think it's like, oh really, you think you're tough? I both grandpas same time.
DP,
it was like a parachute of scrotum landing on me. Two guys average age 78 scrotum both parachute. Going at me scrotum parachute. Neck Sugar Ray.
Adam, I thought you brought up a good point, though, that although it's sad and completely unfortunate that this happened, you got to kind of put it past you and not let this be an excuse for something that you fall back on and make excuses for and that you were a victim. You got to, you know what, it sucks it happened, but you got to go on. You got to pick yourself up by your bootstraps.
Some victimization that changes your brain. Your brain will just not function normally ever again, or at least not until some treatment goes into effect.
Right.
But this does not sound like that kind of a shattering trauma.
Mm-hmm.
So it is the kind of thing that she should be able to sort of volitionally have some influence over and get over, like you guys are saying.
Right. And it seems like society, or at least the people we speak to, can be broken up into two halves. One is the ones who need help and are ignoring it. They were, you know, ritualistically abused, and they're saying, well, that was 3 years ago, and it's not affecting me now, although I'm cutting on myself with a syringe, by the way, that I'm about to inject myself with.
Yeah.
But that doesn't bother me. And then they're the ones who are making something out of something that doesn't, you know, at 13... Yeah, it's sort of, you have to do one or the other, it almost feels like.
Yeah, it's interesting.
You need to focus. Her home life sounds a little less than great, but focus on your school. Focus on your friends. When home life isn't good, have buddies. Have friends. Go do something and then go off to college somewhere and then get on the radio and start paying them back. You hear me? That's right.
Stable relationships outside the home, particularly with adults, are very helpful.
All right. Let's we've been on hold the longest, Drew. No, right here. Talk to Aaron. Aaron, 24?
I'm
What's
sorry?
Up? What's going on?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello. What's your question?
I have a question. When I have sex and I don't come, it's fun. I like it. But when I do come and I actually, it kind of itches myself.
What is this accent?
I come, it itches me.
I see. Okay. You ever
that's somebody else. It itches her.
Right.
It itches her.
Right.
It itches you where?
If he comes, his ejaculation does not itch me. If I come myself.
Hold on. Get the steno pad dry.
It itches you where, though? Inside your body or outside your body? Like, where?
Both.
Inside and outside.
It itches.
When you say come, are you talking about something coming out of you or just an orgasm?
Myself. When I have an orgasm, it physically itches me down there.
Wool sweater comes flying out of it. I've seen it before, Drew. It's great during cold weather, but summer, it's a bitch during the summer. It's a buzzkill. Aaron.
Yes.
Are you from anywhere, or is it this just the valley talking?
I'm sorry?
Are you from a country other than this one?
No.
Okay. Okay, hold on a second. Drew, I grew up in the valley.
That's the Flint Valley?
Yeah, I done come down myself, and it itched in me.
Itches in me.
And it tasted salty.
But I'm actually curious about this itching. Yes.
Well, I'm not sure I understand what she's
describing. I'm going to put together hypotheses here, which is she doesn't always have an orgasm.
Correct. I got that.
Those are shorter sessions. When she does have an orgasm, it's a prolonged session.
And so she just feels
irritation.
It's not just itching, Aaron. It's irritation, right? Aaron.
Yeah.
Aaron. Yes.
It physically itches.
It doesn't like hurt. It itches.
Right. Like I don't want to scratch it. It itches.
Right.
It doesn't
right.
feel like an irritation. Like it's rubbing where it's almost raw.
Right. How long you had this for?
It doesn't happen every time. I've noticed it over probably the past about 6 months or so.
All right.
Maybe Dana wants to say something.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask you. Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you if she has some kind of infection that.
Well, yeah, like, that's the one thing. Whether
because if you don't cure, and I hate, I men die when you say the word yeast infection.
Right.
Because
you're,
because if you have like a yeast infection and you don't really treat it completely, can it kind of hang
it
around?
It can smolder around, yes. and it can be difficult to get rid of them. And some women have chronic recurrent yeast infections.
Yeah.
There is now a pill you can take that tends to be very good at eradicating these things. But some women need them prolonged
I'm
basis.
I'm putting Erin on hold because I don't.
All we can say is she's not tracking really.
Is that what it is?
Something. But all we can say is that suggests irritation. And we've all sort of picked up on that, whether it's because of a yeast infection or other sort of vaginitis or from excessive activity, whatever. The itching thing, the irritation, is usually from some sort of inflammation of the lining. Why it is associated with your having had an orgasm is difficult to understand. The important thing, though, for you is to go get a pelvic exam, get checked, make sure there's not something medical causing this. There isn't. It's not real like there's anything you can do to stop this, I'm afraid.
Itching. And by the way, I've had more coherent conversations with thawed cavemen. They were screaming at the sun, calling it a burning ball. I was trying to get them to focus, but eventually we found some common ground.
Oh my God.
There's like a language barrier here that I'm not sure we can ever overcome.
Right.
By the way, itching on the inside, I could only imagine is it the equivalent of like wearing a cast
and trying to get
the coat hanger in there or put a chopstick down there?
Yeah. Coat hanger up there, generally bad. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a doctor.
Right.
Generally, I think
generally
that's
coat hanger
assumption.
Bad.
Yes, generally.
Even speaking. Those padded ones with the little bow on
well,
them.
Well, that's just a dry cleaner, like the fancy dry cleaner.
No, the really padded ones.
Oh, yeah, the potpourri. You can even get potpourri in there.
Those,
right. Those are okay, probably, right?
Yeah.
Those are good for the vagina.
Honey, you smell like cedar down. Don't ask.
Yeah. Well, they can have like rose scent.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah.
Yeah,
out.
I've talked to my doctor about it, and I've been tested for everything. I don't physically.
Okay, Erin, here's my question. What is the difference between the times you have the orgasm and the times you don't have the orgasm?
In terms of the activity,
is there,
the interaction.
Yes.
The only thing that I can place it with, maybe, is shaving with a razor. I don't know if it's refreshed when I shave, if I itch.
But if you're itching inside...
Hold on. Didn't we ask what the difference, though?
Foreplay. Erin, he wants to know about foreplay.
Yeah, like, is the session longer when you have the orgasm?
Or are you having orgasm only with oral sex or only with intercourse or what?
It's just physically any time I have a full-on orgasm.
Full-on, dude. Erin, okay. Here's the thing.
What are we talking about?
You're lucky we don't care. Because that's all I can say to you. So otherwise, it would drive myself insane. I was trying to figure out.
Fully, dude.
She only has the itching with the orgasm. She decided.
I think you're not going to find out.
No.
And you know what?
I think it's who shot JF.
It's like talking to primitive man.
Dude. That's right. Yeah. We'll take ourselves a quick break. We'll be right back after this. God bless you, sweetie P. And Mark McGrath, always a dear friend. Always good to see you. Mark, great doing a great job on the show.
Thank you.
He is.
Instant chemistry.
Thanks for having us, man. I appreciate it. He's always been good to me.
Our pleasure. Extra, everyone, check local listings, NBC, every day. And weekends, too. There's a weekend show, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You guys come back anytime you like.
I can't believe it's over.
Yeah, it goes so quick.
We'll come back tomorrow. We got a free night.
Hey, we're ready.
So, until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Aces Ranchero Countdown, no good. You don't like that game.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.